Let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the first Mishnah, which said, Asa Maimru Val Harezu Kemit Svasa. If Reuven first gave Rachel a Maimer and then performed Bia, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum. The Gemara says that this implies that one is required to first give Maimer before performing Yibum. This supports the statement of Rav Huna, Mitzvah Yevamo Mekadosh V'Achkach Boil. The preferred way of fulfilling Mitzvah Yibum is by first giving Maimer and then performing Bia. Nevertheless, if he performed Bia without giving Maimer, he has fulfilled the mitzvah, and she is his full-fledged wife. However, the Gemara cites a braisa, Loika makas mardis midrabanan. Chazal considered performing Bia without Maimer an immodest practice. Therefore, although he has fulfilled the mitzvah, he is punished with a rabbinical malchus for not acting properly. Similarly, Rav Mangid, Rav would punish with lashes one who acted improperly in one of the following ways. Manda makadish b'bia, one who does kedushin through bia. Umanda mekadosh b'shuka, one who gives kedushin in the marketplace. Umanda mekadosh b'loy shiduchi, one who gives kedushin without a prior engagement. The Gemara also lists a host of other improper acts. The Gemara cites another opinion, that of Nehardoi. B'kulu loy mangid rav el mekadosh b'bia u'b'loy shiduchi. Rav only punished one who does kedushin through bia without a prior engagement. B'yakad amri afilu b'shiduchi namim shum pritzusa. Others say that even one who gives kedushin through bia after an engagement is also punished, because this is an immodest practice. The Gemara continues with the practical rules of Maimer. Ketzad Maimer? Maimer is done in one of two ways. Nosan lo kesef o yishav kesef. Similar to regular kedushin, the Yavim gives the Yavama money or an item of equivalent value, and as Rashi adds, he says to her, Hiskachi li b'maimer Yavman. You shall become betrothed to me with a Maimer of Yibum. Rashi also explains that this is merely midrabanan for min hatayra, it's not necessary, and actually does not even take effect. Also, as in regular kedushin, Maimer can be done with a shtar. Cause of law in yor oil echeres, af b'ish ima shabiprut, harei at mikudeshesli. The Yavam writes on a piece of paper on, or earthenware, even of no value, you shall become betrothed to me with Maimer of Yibum, and gives it to the Yavama. Shtar kesubas yavmen keitzad. The ksuva of Yavama is written as follows. Cause of law, ano pleni bar pleni, kabilis yas plenis yavimti olai, lozun lefarnas akaro, I so-and-so agree to suitably support my Yavama with food and all other needs, ubavach te ksubasa an lichse bail horishin, with the exception of the ksuba which shall be funded from the assets of our first husband. However, ve'ilesla mirishan tekinilu rabban misheni, if the first husband left no assets, she receives her ksuba from the Yavam's assets, so that it should not be easy for the Yavam to divorce her. The Gemara continues with various questions involving a get given to Yavama. As we've learned at the beginning of the parak, when one brother gives the Yavama a get, he and the other brothers are now prohibited to perform Yibam with any one of the Yavamas, midrabanan. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Nosn lo get v'oma hariyat mugereshes heimeni v'iyat muteres l'cholodo mahu. What's the halach in the case where the Yavam gave the Yavama a get, in which he specified that she shall be divorced from him, but not be permitted to marry anyone else? The Gemara explains, since get Yavama d'rabbanon, do we say, get mahani be'eshes ish, mahani be'yavama, get deloy mahani be'eshes ish, loy mahani be'yavama. It's not effective with the Yavama midrabanan because this get would not be effective in a regular divorce min ha-Torah. Or, dilma osi lachlufi begita. It is effective with the Yavama midrabanan because it might be confused with a legitimate get. This question remains unresolved. The Gemara presents another question. Harei amru, amar echa lalav lorkasav get larusasi likashar nechseno agarasheno. We find that if one wrote a get while in the state of Erisin, to be used later in the state of Nisuan, hareiz a get, ibnei should be yadu lagarsha. The get is effective when given because it's in his power to divorce her at the time it's written in the state of Erisin. However, uli'ish ba'alma, if one wrote a get before Erisin, to be used later in the state of Erisin or Nisuan, ain't get, ibnei she'ain biyadu lagarsha. It's not effective when given because he did not have the power to divorce her at the time it was written before Erisin. Now, the Gemara asks, Liyavimtei mahu, what would be the halacha if this get was written for Yavama? Kivin agide be'karusasa dami, do we say that the get is effective? Because since there is a Zika connection between them, she is similar to an Arusa. Or, kivin dole avid b'maimer, loy. The get is not effective because since the Yavam did not give a Maimer, which is Kedushin, she is not similar to Nerusa. This question remains unresolved as well. The Gemara proceeds with another question. Kasav get lezikasai v'loy lemamorai v'loy lezikasai. What would be the halach in the case where a Yavam gave Maimer to Yavama and then wrote a get specifying that the get only removed the Zika but not the Maimer, or he specified that the get only removed the Maimer but not the Zika? Maimer ilu ziko karami v'havali kemagarish chatzi isha? Do we say that the Maimer, when given, joins with the Zika? Therefore, it's considered as if he divorced half a woman and the get is not effective at all. Or, hailuchu dekoi v'hailuchu dekoi. We say that Maimer does not join with the Zika, but rather is a separate entity. Therefore, giving a get for the Maimer or for the Zika is effective. This question remains unresolved as well. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah. Chalatz v'asa Maimer nasin get ubal. Reuven first gave Rachel chalitza, and then gave her either a Maimer, a get, or performed bia. Ein achar chalitza klum. In all these cases, there's no further action needed after the chalitza, and Rachel is permitted to marry freely. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merab, Zud Divi Rabbi Kiva, the Amar in Kedushin Taifsim Mechiva Lavin. Our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, after Chalitza, the Maimer, which is Kedushin, or the Bia, does not require a get, because it's not effective at all, because it is Chiva Lavin. The Yavam is also to the Yavam because of the love of Kivin Shalebano, Shub Layivna. And Rabbi Kiva holds in Kedushin Taifsim Mechiva Lavin. Al Chacham Maimerim Yesh Achar Chalitza Klom. However, according to the Chacham, the Maimer, or the Bia, does require get, because it is effective, because the Chacham holds Kedushin Taifsim Chiv Alavin. Rebbe agrees to the Chachamim, but makes the following distinction. Im Kitcha L'Shem Ishus, Tzricha Mena Get. If the Yavam intended to give a standing Kedushin, then it is effective, and the Yavam needs a get, because Kedushin Taifsim Chiv Alavin. However, Kitcha L'Shem Yavmos, Ein Tzricha Mena Get. If he intended to give Kedushin as a prelude to Yibum, it's not effective, and the Yavama does not need a get. And the Gemara gives several explanations. Amar Rav Yosef, my time with the Rebbe, Asu'a ka'idr b'nichse hagir u'kisar b'shalayhin d'loy kani. This is comparable to one who plows the property of a ger, thinking that it's his own, in which he does not acquire ownership. Amar Rav Abaye, mi dami, hasam lo k'mechavan l'mikni, hocha k'mechavan l'mikni. Abaye argues that in that case, he had no intentions of acquiring ownership, whereas here, he wishes to acquire a wife. Rather, this is comparable to one who plows the property of one ger, thinking that it's the property of a second ger, in which he does acquire ownership. Therefore, Abaye presents a different explanation. They're discussing an instance of which the Yavam says, you should become a Kudeshes to me through Maimer Avibam. Rebbe Saver Maimer Ilu Ziko Karami V'Asa Chalitza Avka Asa L'Ziko. Rebbe holds that the Kanes Chacham of Maimer was that it joins with the Zika. However, in our case, the Chalitza has already removed the Zika. Therefore, the Maimer cannot take effect. Rabbanan Savri Hailuch Dekoi Hailuch Dekoi. Rabbanan holds that Maimer does not join with the Zika, but is independent. Therefore, just as Maimer is effective before Chalitza, it's also effective after Chalitza. Rava argues and says that everyone agrees that this Maimer is effective. They're discussing another instance, the Amalo Hiskachli Bezikas Yavman. The Yavman says you should become a Kodeshes to me through the Zika of Yibam. Rebbe Savar Yesh Zika Vasoi Chalitzav Ka'asei LeZika. Rebbe says that there was a Zika previously linking the Yavama to the Yavam. Therefore, since the Chalitza has removed the Zika, she cannot become a Kodeshes through the Zika. Rabban and Savri Ein Zika. Rabban disagree and say that there was no strong Zika. Therefore, just as this type of Kedushin is effective before Chalitza, it can be effective after Chalitza. The Gemara on the next daf continues with additional explanations.